grab something to squeeze or bash or whatever. It's not good news. Here's David.
All right, good morning. You'll remember yesterday we talked about the jet stream. Taking a look at the progs now for next week, actually early Wednesday morning, a jet stream is found along about 27 South. It's got its polar exit just to the southwest of Fiji. Now, there's two areas in a streak where air ascends, and that causes, of course, lower pressure on the surface. One of those is the equatorward entrance, and the other one is the polar exit, the one we just talked about. So, the situation last night, moving to the present, more or less, so this is last night, it's quite similar to the day before. GFS, in fact, I'm going to talk about two models, GFS and EC. Those are the two that I think are most important. Anyway, as I said, the models are fairly consistent and quite similar to the day before. Now, GFS calls up a depression to form near or around Tonga. Could be eastern Fiji. Could be western Tonga, somewhere in that area. And then rather develop, then rather quickly move off to the southeast. Now, the model has been pretty consistent for a few days now on this. Now, in contrast, EC is developing a depression, but this one is southwest of Fiji. The time frame for both of them is about the same, about Tuesday of next week for the start of the development. It's about Tuesday. Now, my experience in the past is mostly in operational forecasting, and I really don't like to see this sort of a discrepancy on two major models when we're passage planning. Remember the polar exit that we talked about? Well, that jet streak polar exit is right exactly where EC is talking about something forming. So not very good news for all of you that are waiting to go up in that area. All right, now let's shift to 5:30 this morning when I pulled down the more recent runs, and let's see what really did change. So the current EC shows Wednesday the 24th to have cyclonic flow in a very broad sense just southwest of Fiji. So this is Wednesday the 24th. South of Fiji and Tonga, winds are southeast 35 knots, rising 40 knots in some areas that I can see. Now, this encompasses Minerva Reef as well. Now, the area of strong winds flows toward Vanuatu, then it abruptly turns to the north, then it heads back east over Fiji. So it's doing a cyclonic effect, if you will. So Fiji is going to have west-northwest winds in the 20-knot range at that point. Now, EC moves this cyclonic flow east on Thursday. The winds ease south of Fiji and Tonga to about southeast 20 knots. Tonga winds on Tuesday look to be east-southeast 25 to 30, and then they turn northerly on Wednesday and westerly on Thursday. Now over to GFS. On Monday, it shows a low forming near eastern Fiji. Plenty of wind and rain in this. On Tuesday, this area of cyclonic flow is over Tonga. Winds at 20 south, east, southeast 30 knots and higher gusts. By Wednesday, the area of heavy convection, quite a bit in this. So this area of heavy convection is going to shift very quickly southeast to be near 22 south and 167 west, give or take. So this is GFS for Wednesday. So, well, we can see EC and GFS still aren't in agreement. But nevertheless, it's going to be downright nasty, I think, from Monday through Wednesday between 28 South and Fiji or Tonga. And remember the high to the south, it's going to be over New Zealand on Monday. It's going to be a 1032. It's a very strong high. Now, also, we've got the jet that allows venting. Result, this is really the classic left shoulder of a strong high seeing development. Now, the squash zone between Fiji, Tonga, and New Zealand is not to be trivialized at this moment. So, it's not looking very good. As you know, we don't give any advice here on Gulf Harbor Radio, but I think if, what are you laughing at? But if it were us, this is one dirty window that doesn't wash. You think that's corny, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Very corny.
He thinks it's corny. All right, well, the bottom line, really, I think, is, well, if it were us, we would give this a miss, I'm afraid. I know it's very, very disappointing, and a lot of you will ignore that, which is fine. It's, you should do what you think is right, but not looking very, very good for the boats that have not left yet. But now, for the yachts that want to go to Vanuatu or New Caledonia, well, that actually looks doable from today to Wednesday. Not a huge amount of time to do it in, but enough, I think. Beware of a frontal band, though, with an area of high convergence around dinner time on Wednesday, located at about 28 south and 165 east. That's 28 and 165. So if you do go, it looks like you'll need to sail in quite an arc that has a bit of easting in it. If you look at your models, you'll see why the direction of the winds pretty much require that, unless you like to do a lot of tacking. So, all in all, folks, you know, those that are still here, I don't think you're missing a whole lot in the islands, frankly. Although it's not bad in Tonga today, we've heard the reports. The modeling is showing southeast winds to 20 knots for Babao, but much lighter in the Hapais and Tongatapu. Now, it's not until Monday that the winds start to pick up there, southeast about 25 knots. Tuesday, easterlies, 25 knots. Further north, actually today at New Potatoes, the wind is quite strong, southeast 25 knots. Now, Wallace and Fortuna, this is Wallace. Janet, wake up. East-southeast, 20 to 25 knots. Saturday, about the same. Gusts, both days, you'll be seeing 30 knots, I believe. Expect cloud and showers, certainly today. Tomorrow could very easily be heavy rain and thunderstorms.
Oh, that.
So don't forget, that's the area that we're going to start to see quite a bit of development. Now, Fiji, today finds a strong wind warning still in force, and that's thanks to the high in the south. Quite a bit of a squash trade zone, trade wind surge, if you will. Expect easterlies, 20 to 25 knots. Those seas will be pretty rough. I see scattered cloud on satellite imagery. Many of those look like they're bearing showers, so be aware of that. It's rough seas for Vanuatu. Expect 2.5 meters out in the open water. Easterlies to 25 knots. Showers are certainly in the cards as well. And New Caledonia, not so great either. I see east-southeast winds 18 to 30 knots in the lagoon. The reports that we've gotten seem to corroborate that. Expect partly cloudy, possible showers today. Tomorrow, much the same. The wind will probably back a little bit. Maybe easterlies about 20 knots, gusting 30 knots, and partly cloudy conditions as well. So that sums up the weather as I see it. The boats that are heading to New Caledonia are going to have a little bit of weather to contend with. As you can imagine, a lot of the wind is going to be in a direction that's not so pleasant for you, I'm afraid. And what did you say?
I'm just laughing at the villainy. Thank you. How about Australia? Because Dreamtime will get to Australia.
Going from New Zealand to Australia. Well, that's one that's not so swift either. It depends on where you are. Now, there is going to be a frontal band. First off, there's going to be a low over New Zealand by Thursday. Now, obviously, where does that low come from? It comes from the west. So I haven't really studied that from New Zealand to Australia. But there will be a low that's coming across the Tasman. We will have a front that runs almost north-south along about 173 on Thursday. Winds are going to be northeast on the other side of it. So anybody even thinking about going to Fiji or Tonga and have left late will encounter that front and, of course, those headwinds. But going to Australia, I'll give this back to the boss here and I'll have a quick look.
And while you're looking, given the situation, the question has been raised, when do you see a clear window?
I don't. I'm not,
you don't? Okay, all right.
That doesn't mean there isn't one.
That doesn't mean to say there isn't one. This question came from Willoughby. We might be getting a little bit chilly up there, and I know that it does get a bit chilly in the boat up at Opua. But, yep. We'll have a look at Australia first.
All right. I suppose it could be done. It's not going to be all that comfortable, but the winds will be favorable to leave. In fact, not bad between now and, well, the Wednesday that we talked about. Your winds right through Tuesday are going to be easterly quadrant, so that'll blow you east quite smartly. The low that we talked about... What did I say?
East.
I said east?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're going west, obviously. I'm going to Australia. No, I forgot what I was going to do. Hang on, coach.
Speak up, because this is streaming.
All right. On Saturday, just to give you the situation for Australia, we've got a frontal band that runs all the way from Harvey Bay, in other words, about 25 south, and it runs south all the way down 155 east. And that frontal band is the band that's going to be attached to a low that's heading toward New Zealand. Now, by Monday of next week, so between now and Monday, you would have easterlies that will get you west. And they'll be quite nice, really, in the neighborhood of 20 knots. Of course, dead downwind isn't all that pleasant, but anyway, at least it's in the right direction. And as you go west, that little frontal band goes east. And depending upon where you're going to be, if you happen to have reached 160 east, as an example, by Wednesday morning, breakfast time, you will encounter that little frontal band. And the winds, you'll know that because the winds will suddenly back to the northeast. And you'll have your frontal band, and then the winds will very, very quickly shift to the south. And that's not so bad either. So I would say waiting this long and you're raring to go, it's probably doable. From what I can see, it looks all right. A little uncomfortable, but okay.
Okay, so that's we'll cover that one. yeah, Aradonna are worried that if they stay in Opua much longer, they'll have to clean the bottom again. You might want to just take that dusting rag and have a look at the future. Did you want to have a look at the future today?
No, I haven't looked that far in the future. I'm not happy with how the models are in disagreement so much. Last year, we had a little bit better time of it. We've got quite a bit of agreement. I'm looking at other models, too. I'm looking at CMC. I'm looking at NavGen. I'm looking at JMA. I'm looking a lot at a lot of them. And the ones that I favor and I feel are the most reliable are both GFS and EC. So I tend to use those as my cornerstone, but I do look at others. Then as far as long range goes, I use the ensemble models. And the ensembles are where you'll take a model like EC, and they change all of the parameters of the starting conditions of the model. They just tweak them a little bit. I think you heard me talk about that last year. And what they do then is they run all these permutations, and they come up with what they call an ensemble. And if you were to look at all the permutations, it looks like a ball of spaghetti, a whole bunch of lines. So if you were looking at a high pressure area and take a line, an isobar on the high pressure area, say a 10, 20 isobar, so you'd have maybe 15 or 20 of these 10, 20s. And if they look like a bowl of spaghetti, then I know that that model is not doing very well in terms of what's for the future. But if it looks like one big noodle, then, whoa, I could say that model is definitely thinking that this is going to happen. And then I'd have a little bit more faith in it. So that's what I do when I look longer range. I use ensembles. I haven't done any of that at the moment because everybody has been thinking they were going to go this weekend, and I've just been focusing on that. But once we find out what's what, next couple of days, who's gone, who's not, then we can start looking a bit at the future. I think that's covers it.
All right, let's go back to our boats at sea, seeing as conditions are so good today. Does anyone want any further clarification? This is Gulf Harbour Radio.
Local talent.
Yeah, go ahead, Dean. Local talent.
Yeah, so the question is, what do you want to get that first question for David? Is the right thing to say? The current projection is low,
Yeah, you're strong enough, but I'm just struggling to understand your what you're saying, Dean. Wednesday, I think you're looking at, what is your position going to be roughly Wednesday to help us out here, over?
Hello?
I've lost you completely, Dean. I think you're looking a week out, because I heard the word Wednesday. You're looking at Wednesday. What was the question? Over.
Wednesday, let's say, somewhere around
okay, well, we've got you 2.8 and about 1.58, I think you said, and here's David.
Oh, I just happened to be looking at Thursday, and I'm looking right around that area. That low, according to GFS, is going to be near 29 and 157 west. That's what I was talking about earlier when I said it's going to be doing a more or less a southeasterly run. It's doing it in a bit of an arc, I guess. And have to come up with a plan for that because you certainly don't want to be in the middle of it. It's wound up very, very tightly at that point. So between now and Thursday, may have to think of maybe a shift in your heading over. Right, I'll keep an eye on that for you two boats, and I'll look at both the models, and we'll see if they have any kind of an agreement on where they're going to be on Wednesday, but that's good information for me. So that's about where you think you're going to be on Wednesday, over?
Yep, alrighty. Well, we'll just keep us in touch with if you change anything major direction wise there, and we'll make sure it's written down on the yacht thing for them. Okay, anybody else with a